Yeah. I'm going to speak to Rob Beale now from Morris Owen and find out what Rob's views are on how 2022 may well play out and some of the significant factors. Rob, what do you think are the significant factors that are going to affect the economic performance of Swindon and the surrounding area in 2022?
I think Swindon is in a good place when you look at the whole of the sort of businesses in there in order to take advantage of 2022. And I think there are going to be opportunities coming out as a result of the economy starting to pick up and hopefully the pandemic plateauing out. And I think it's really a case of a business owner's now looking for those opportunities where they possibly can. And trying to navigate forward as to what the world starts to look like.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's look at one or two of the specifics. What's your view on COVID?
Certainly, it looks like the government's gamble was right, and it seems that some of the devolved nations now are following in terms of releasing some of the restrictions that were put in place. And I guess the reality is that people have been saying, and the government's position this time around has been very similar, we've got to get used to living with it as opposed to running scared of it. Now, the vaccination program has been excellent as a mechanism of helping that. And I think business and the economy has got to just keep working forwards and moving forwards to allow us to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's think of the political landscape. It's things, move very quickly. There seems to be a crisis a day for the Prime Minister at the moment. We're speaking in midweek, so the time that this is broadcast, it could well be that things have changed again. But this political uncertainty and this lack of trust that now seems to be manifesting itself in politicians, do you think that might make some policies very attractive to people that, so that because popularity is waning due to some of the trust issues, will there be some gifts that the government will try and give both business and consumers to make us feel a little bit happier about them?
Inevitably, that's what's happened in the past, and therefore you'd expect history to start to repeat itself. And I think when you run a business, what you've got to consider is I guess who's at the helm, who's leading it, and therefore putting the structure into the policies that are out there. But also, actually, it's not that far in the future that we're looking at the next general election. And therefore, when you're looking as a business owner, you've got to start questioning what does the landscape look like in the future over the course of the next couple of years. Is there planning that potentially I want to do sooner rather than later, just in case various things happen? And I think you're right. We could well see some sweetness coming through, but they may be short term, and therefore people need to sort of take advantage of them if they do. And if there's going to be some decisions that need to be made over the next couple of years, it may be prudent to do those sooner rather than later, whilst people know what the landscape looks like.
Yeah. And then the final one for me really is the climate agenda. Do you think that we will actually start to see some changes in behaviour? Not just electric cars, but the actual consumer view of procurement, and will there be a backlash against countries like China and Russia, who, the geopolitics aspect and the environmental side of, transport and, low price, non-sustainable products that we've consumed in such large numbers over the last few years. Do you think that will change?
Yes, I think it will do. And I guess the reality is it depends how much noise there is from other activities that potentially will slow that move down. But I think it's going to happen. We all have to accept it's going to happen, whether you agree with it or not. And I think you've got also a generation coming through that in the main do fully agree with it. And therefore, you're getting a push pressure from them. You're getting an acceptance that it needs to happen. And then you've got businesses saying, actually, from a competitive marketing point of view or whatever it is, we need to go down this route as well. And therefore, I think all of that says the direction of travel is one that actually the world has to change. We can't keep doing what we've done in the past.
Yeah, and I think you're right, and I hope you're right. And I think there are some significant signs, aren't there? I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying that their two daughters now tend to buy clothes off eBay and charity shops because, you know, it's part of that, the way of people buying an item of clothing, wearing it once, discarding it, completely unsustainable. And I think people's views have changed significantly for the good on that front. And hopefully that's the tip of the iceberg that will see us looking to try and buy local as well, of course, which, you know, ties us right back into the Swindon economy. And if people buy through a national, I think it's about £4 out of 10 that goes locally. Whereas obviously if it's a local business, then it's much, much higher, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think you're right. It is this generational thing. You know, my youngest children are 12 and 14. And if I'm going to the shops with them, they ask some really pointed questions because almost they don't consider, why wouldn't you buy local? Why wouldn't you do this? Why would you buy stuff in terms and throw it away as opposed to buying stuff and then getting it repaired? Their total mindset is from a different direction. And it's the right way to think about it. It almost goes back sort of many generations where you used to repair stuff and you used to, you know, we've gone full circle almost.
I think we have. Rob Beale, thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thanks.